I'm taking a ride with St. Lawrence County legislator Scott Sutherland.
Right now we're in the town of Canton, intersection of State Route 11 and State Route 310.
As we pass dairy farms, houses, meadows, and cornfields, the smells of wildflowers and hay are in the air.
Trees all over, things that have a slight tinge of yellow tungsten to them where you know it's the summer is thinking about fall.
It sounds idyllic, but in one important sense, it's very much not. Rates for many cancers here are significantly higher than the state average. Sutherland has lost his father-in-law and son-in-law to the disease.
I don't think our experience is much different from any other family.
The causes of cancer are notoriously hard to pin down. Health experts agree on many risk factors like poverty, lifestyle, and genetics. Other potential causes are harder to see. David Carpenter is a professor in the Department of Environmental Sciences at the University of Albany.
POP stands for persistent organic pollutants. There are some chemicals, they can't easily be broken down either in the environment or in the human body.
POPs include industrial chemicals like PCBs, the pesticide DDT, and polychlorinated dioxins. And the Environmental Protection Agency classifies many of them as probable human carcinogens. PCBs were once used by the manufacturing plants in Messina. They persist in river bottoms and soil, and open trash burning releases POPs into the air. Carpenter says POPs are in all of us.
Most of us have levels that increase over time because we take these persistent organic pollutants into our body more rapidly than our body can get rid of them.
There might be POPs in fruits or vegetables we eat or in the air, but most come from eating animal fat. The chemicals build up over time when animals eat contaminated feed or drink contaminated water. And when we eat food contaminated with POPs, they build up in us. The idea of pollutants in our food and our fat is unsettling. But again, it's almost impossible to say exactly whether they cause cancer. In 2010, the president's cancer panel said governments shouldn't need definitive proof environmental factors like POPs cause cancer to educate people about the possibility. The report was something of a watershed moment for environmental health scientists and activists. So when the state released the first draft of its comprehensive cancer control plan this summer, many, including SUNY Albany's David Carpenter, expected to see more on the topic.
My immediate reaction was that it seemed that the authors of that draft report hadn't even read the president's cancer panel report.
Carpenter says what makes it into the plan matters a lot. The state uses it to help determine where to spend on cancer care and prevention. State Health Department spokeswoman Diane Mathis says the section on environmental factors is intentionally thin. She says her department's looking for more input to flesh out that area. But for North Country activist Donald Hasig, that's not enough.
That cancer plan does not use science to prevent cancer. It's ignoring all the science that's relevant to preventing cancer, all this pollutant carcinogen information.
Hasig has been trying to raise awareness about possible environmental causes of cancer for years. Frustrated, he decided to take his campaign against POPs local. Several town boards in St. Lawrence County adopted resolutions that called for education on the relationship between POPs and cancer. But Hasig wanted something more substantial to send to the state. That's where freshman county legislator Scott Sutherland came in. After meeting with Hasig, Sutherland did some research on what the federal government had said about environmental pollutants and cancer. He introduced a resolution in the legislature in April.
You know, we know these things are cancer-causing agents or suspected to be cancer-causing agents, and the less you eat of them, the better, you know. And our local health department will say, we're already telling people to eat a low-fat diet right now, but they never mention anything about carcinogens or persistent organic pollutants.
The biggest thing that I was concerned about as a dairy farmer was that people would be scared.
Kevin Akers is a dairy farmer, and he's a St. Lawrence County legislator. He voted no, with the majority, on Sutherland's resolution. Akers says he's concerned the health benefits of dairy might get lost in the shuffle.
You don't really want young mothers to be eliminating dairy products. And I don't really want to come across as somebody that I'm acting in my own interests as a dairy farmer. But we've seen cases where there's been medical scares or science scares before.
County Public Health Director Susan Hathaway was on the same page. She was reluctant to support education the state wasn't supporting, and like Akers, she wanted proof POPs were a problem in St. Lawrence County before telling people about the potential risks.
To focus on just one very tiny issue that does not have an absolutely statistical proven basis here in the county would be inappropriate for me to do.
Hasegs kept working to get POPs into the public eye, town by town.
We've done a great job of using the grapevine that exists amongst human beings to educate on this POPs cancer problem.
And no matter what happens, researcher David Carpenter says his and Hasegs activism hasn't been wasted.
Whether that really is translated into the kind of comprehensive cancer plan that I would like to see or not remains to be determined. But it's been a positive thing. Yelling and screaming sometimes is the only way to get attention. So I'm glad that we've done that.
The New York State Department of Health says the final draft of its comprehensive cancer control plan will be released to the public late this fall. Nora Flaherty, North Country Public Radio in Kenton.